You ever manifested your destiny? It's 99.7 DJX. So in a weird sort of way, I feel like I did, because we were talking about ordering too much of something earlier in the week, and I think we had a listener that was like, I selected the wrong thing, and we got too many bananas.
Wanted 10 bananas, and I got 10 bunches of bananas. Looked like a smoothie shop in my kitchen.
So literally, I got a text from my wife yesterday, a photo, and she said they changed how you order bananas, and I have now 5 bunches of bananas.
Oh, get out. It's really the banana thing?
It's the banana thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was like, wait, what?
Oh, no.
And so go home, and sure enough, we have all these bananas. And so, like, my daughter had a track meet the other day, and we're like, well, maybe we take some to the track team. They like bananas, right?
Yeah, they need that so that their muscles won't cramp.
We have all these bushels of bananas. I feel like I manifested it because we were talking about it and chuckling and having fun with that. And
I think you need to have a fruit stand at the end of your driveway.
I know. Yep. And so I was like, hey, Zoe, look up recipes on what to do with bananas. She's like, banana bread.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, well, like,
banana muffins.
Banana muffins, chocolate banana
muffins. Banana pancakes.
I know. It's like, what else? Banana smoothies. Yep. It's like, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, but then do I want to sit there and peel all these bananas, chop them up into small little pieces and freeze them for like smoothies? I mean, I could do that.
I mean, I would, so that they don't go completely to waste. Otherwise, they're going to go bad.
Kelly, I've already eaten 2 bananas this morning because we have so many bananas. I had one earlier, sir.
Your intestines are going to be like, woof.
Yeah, what happens? What happens if you eat too many bananas? What happens?
Well, that does tend to.
Does it mess with your body a little bit?
I feel like it might bind you up a little bit.
Wait.
If you overload.
Hang on, let's
with
look
the potassium.
That up. What happens when you eat?
Because typically, I think that's one of the things you eat if you're trying to slow things down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When you eat too many.
Isn't that part of like the brat diet?
Banana. Oh, I thought that was bread.
Could be that too.
Bread, rice.
Bananas are also in there.
Okay. 14 side effects of eating too many bananas.
Oh, all right. There's a whole list.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah, I do think you do need to regulate how many you're taking in a short time period.
Side effects of eating too many bananas.
Yes.
Like, what?
You can OD on bananas, apparently. Let's proceed with caution.
Ranging from minor digestive issues.
Yes.
To, digestive discomfort.
Yeah.
To excess potassium.
Right. Yeah, you don't want too much of that.
Blood sugar spikes because bananas have the natural sugars in them.
Yep, sure.
Could even trigger migraines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't want that. Those are bad.
Oh, they contain magnesium, which relaxes muscles and could make you sleepy.
Yeah. And you don't want too much of that either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, you know, like we need to take like magnesium, like glycinate helps you sleep, but then there's another kind of magnesium that helps with digestion, but you don't want to like overload and take too much of the magnesium. So you kind of got to pick one. I found that out from a doctor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The brat diet is bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
Yeah. See, there you go. I'm practically a doctor.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, I manifested bushels and bushels of bananas, and so we're overflowing and swimming in bananas at my house.
So really, what ended up, like, so you can just order single bananas somewhere? Because that's odd. I thought that they were always sold in bunches, especially if you're ordering online.
Well, I guess the way they changed up how it is, and so it's single bananas, and so it's like, sure, I want 5. 5 bananas sound good. And they're like, 5 bunches of bananas coming right up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. I just thought that individual bananas were maybe sold at like the grocery store markets or something like that.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Okay.
Now you know.
Good to know, man. Beware of those bananas.
I mean, they're still delicious, but like...
They are still delicious, yeah. But in moderation.
That's right. how did you manifest your own destiny? Do you have any fun little stories like that? I don't know, 502-795-1997. I'll take some of your stories coming up. How did you manifest something?
Yeah, like earlier in the week, we talked about, oh, someone got bombarded with bunches of bananas because they thought they were ordering individuals. And now that has happened in your life.
That literally happened in my life. Oh, shoot.
Mandy says, I kept saying I was going to marry a guy who could cook. Mm-hmm. Now my husband is a chef.
Oh, there you go.
And I've gained 20 pounds. Hashtag worth it.
Love that. Love that.
That's awesome. Teresa, I wrote down, I want peace. During a rough time in my life. A year later, I moved, changed jobs, and honestly feel calmer than I ever have.
Oh, well,
wow. Look at that. These are good manifestations.
Seth rolls in with a voice note.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Kelly. So my manifested story is meeting my girlfriend now. We met on Tinder, and at the time, I was just kind of scrolling. Mm-hmm. But I saw this beautiful young woman. She's smart. She was a video game player. I am too. She was tall and had this bright purple hair. She said she was just looking for friends. I was too at the time. So I, as any sane person would, super liked her. Been in there and instantly tried to find a profile somewhere else. Couldn't find one. We ended up matching the next day. And we spent a total of 20 hours on Tinder and instantly jumped off and started playing video games on Discord calls. And 3 weeks after that, I thought, this is my person. I need to be with her.
Wow.
And now we are 2 years in, living together with two beautiful dogs in a beautiful little house. And I actually just dropped her off at work. So I think I manifested this one pretty good.
Look at that. That is, right. He literally like wished for his perfect woman and she
and
appeared
on
Tinder.
Tinder.
That's unexpected and great.
I love that. That's pretty good.
That is awesome. Amy said, I wanted a sign about my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Found out he was cheating 2 days later.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh,
not the sign I wanted, but definitely the one I needed.
Another Amy. Amy, did you say that you had a manifestation story?
Yeah, so it was the Thursday before I got paid.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, money was just real tight. So I went through McDonald's to get my son a Happy Meal with my bonus points.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I would love if they messed up like that one time and put an extra cheeseburger in the bag.
Oh, no.
Or get out.
And so then I get his Happy Meal, which is a 6-piece, and it's a 4-piece.
Oh.
And so I pull back through, and I'm like, hey.
You shorted me two nugs.
And I got 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they gave me a whole 6-piece, so I got to eat the 4-piece.
There you go. You manifested more food.
You manifested the messing up.
I didn't have money. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I did have money. But
all right, perfect. Right.
Little victories like that can sometimes be the best.
Yeah. Right. Amy, thank you.
All right.
All right.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Well, Dave said, I told everyone I was going to win something someday. Won a free rotisserie chicken at the grocery store in the raffle.
There you go.
Dream big, I guess.
Wow.
That's great.
Do a couple more. How did you manifest your destiny? I manifested 5 bunches of bananas into my life.
And now you're really getting well acquainted with banana recipes.
Bananas. Yes. Yes.
Kayla said, I wanted an adventure. My car broke down in the middle of nowhere on a road trip. Technically, that counts, but I'd like a refund. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah. And then finally, Jesse said, I love hearing this discussion. I told myself I'd finally be confident and put myself out there. Ended up meeting my best friends because of it. Didn't find love, but honestly found something better. So there you go.
I love that. That's great.
That is great. Thank you, guys. That's wonderful.
And I love that most of those manifestations were positive.
Yes. Yes.
Those were good.
Yeah, most of them were good. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.